All right, well, thank you, Kelly. Resistance monitoring and even looking at effectiveness of insecticides in a laboratory is many times targeted just a single life stage of the insect. In cotton, there's a couple of important insect pests, the cotton bollworm. Resistance monitoring programs are targeting just the adult stage of this insect, even though the larval stage is the one that actually receives insecticide applications in the field. For Turner's plant bug, Gordon Snodgrass has an effective monitoring program for this pest, and it's targeted towards the adult stage of this insect also, but insecticide applications are targeted at both nymph and adults in the field. So looking through the literature and trying to find some published susceptibility data for fifth instar or even any nymphal data versus adults, I've only found one article that was published. This was conducted in Washington County, Arkansas, published in the Journal of Economic Entomology in 1997. But they tested four different insecticides and collected fifth instar and adult Turner's plant bugs from wild hosts. And for each insecticide, the susceptibility of the fifth instars was two or threefold less than the adults for every insecticide tested. So I got interested in trying to look at the different nymphal stages. There's five instars of Turner's plant bugs. I was interested in seeing at what point the different nymphal stages break of being more or less susceptible than adults that are monitored for resistance. So I began looking at just pyrethroid insecticides, but then added two different classes of insecticides, organophosphates and neonicotinoids. And I tried where possible to look at multiple colonies to see if the range of susceptibilities was similar across multiple collections. So the Turner's plant bugs used to look at this information was field collected adults. Sometimes some fifth instars were collected, but they were reared on an artificial diet developed by Alan Cohen, formerly of the USDA in Starkville. This is not a very good picture, but the diet, and there's a little egg pack you can just pull off the top. They lay eggs. This would change every 1 to 2 days, so I'd have a similar age class cohort in particular buckets to work with. The insecticide assays was the glass vial assays used in many resistance monitoring programs for bollworms and Turner's plant bugs. For the pyrethroid insecticide, I used permethrin, and for organophosphate, I used methimethaphos. And these were read at 3 hours. Technical grade insecticide was eluted in acetone. For the neonicotinoid, I used a feeding assay where the thiamethoxam was diluted in water and then diluted in 10% honey water solution. And this assay was rated at 24-hour time interval. So permethrin was the first insecticide I looked at. I have four different colonies I compared from the first to the fifth instars and adults. The biggest trend is that fourth and fifth instars were overall more tolerant than adults. Comparatively, the LC50 range of the adults wasn't as wide as I'd hoped when I made the collections. But a couple of the colonies, the fifth instar compared to the adult, this is a colony from Wayside, Mississippi, collected this spring, was almost threefold more tolerant than that of the adults. The third instars, pretty similar. The susceptibility of adults and third instars seemed to be pretty similar in all four populations collected. First instars, very susceptible compared. And second instars, there's one population where the second instars were more tolerant than the others. Looking at the OP, I used methimethaphos. I only had two populations, but it followed the same general trends. The fourth and fifth instar nymphs were more tolerant than the adult stage. Third instars, pretty equal. So just trying to divide the LC50 ratios, dividing the different nymphal instars by the adult within the same population, trying to get a range of how more tolerant they are than adults for the populations tested. For the fifth instars and permethrin, a range of about 1.5 to over 3 times more tolerant than the adults. Fourth instars, a little less, but there's a population where it was twice as tolerant as the adults in the Stoneville population collected in 2008. For methimethaphos, pretty similar trends, not as high as one of the populations as far as the fifth instars relative to the adults. If you look at the differences in the pyrethroid permethrin and OP, the first and second instar data, the first and second instars relative to the adults, they were more tolerant with the OP used in methimethaphos compared to the pyrethroid permethrin. So from a management standpoint, I think this is pretty important. If you look at some of the life table work, the fifth instar, the development time, this is actually taken off of green beans at about 80 degrees Fahrenheit, but the percent of the time it's spent as a fifth instar is about 30% of its lifetime, the ones that actually develop into adults. You add that to the fourth instar, about half the lifetime that a tarnished plant bug's in a nymphal stage, it's more tolerant to the OP and pyrethroid insecticides that are used in these assays. Here's some data looking at within the adult stage, there's pretty wide range of susceptibility. This is a discriminating dose assay used by Gordon Snodgrass. So at 5 micrograms of permethrin, the mortality, there's really no difference between males and females, but on average, when you looked at adults that were over 2 weeks old, 84% of the adults died in this assay, only 55% of the 9 to 10 day old adults. The early day old adults, he did 2 to 3 days. I've been playing around with some of my data, and 1 or 2 day old adults appear to be fairly susceptible compared to a week old adults. So I think some of the stuff Roger was talking about with the multiple applications, I think we're killing some of the more susceptible stages in the field. 5 days later, maybe some of the fifth instars have turned into adults, and we're kind of knocking back some of the population longer term. In the feeding assay with tarnished plant bugs, it was really a function of the amount ingested, I think. This is highly variable. I tried 3 different populations and only got significant regression, probate regressions on one population. But there's not a increase in the susceptibility or the tolerance of the larval instars compared to the adult. There's really no significant differences here, but the average LC50s are pretty similar. I'll move on to some stink bug data. This kind of correlates. They look pretty equal to the response of the tarnished plant bugs. I used 2 different pyrethroids for the stink bugs. Had 3 different species. I have at least some data on green stink bug, southern green stink bug, and red banded stink bug. The only difference between these assays and the ones for plant bugs, these were read at 24 hours, whereas the ones with the plant bugs were read at 3 hours. So we're bifenthrin, looking at the fifth instar, this is the red bar in the next few slides, they're really 2-3 times more tolerant than the adult stage, similar to the plant bugs. The green stink, they're highly variable. The fifth instar green stink bugs, comparatively to the adults, was much more tolerant, just if you look at the ratios. For permethrin, I don't have any data on green stink bugs, but for southern green and red banded stink bugs, they're pretty similar. The red band is maybe a little more, if you look at the ratio, tolerant than the adults, the fifth instars, comparatively. Then with acephate, this is the only OP I looked at. This is pulled over the entire growing season in Mississippi this past year. But the fifth instar nymphs, the green stink bug, a little more, and the ratio of the fifth instars versus the adults, a little higher than that of southern green and red banded stink bugs. The only field collection where I try to examine earlier instars with stink bugs was for southern green stink bugs, the acephate. And it's really similar to tarnished plant bug data. The fourth, fifth instar is more tolerant than the adults. Third instar is almost equal if you look at the average LC50 values. So just a quick summary and the plant bugs, looks like with the contact insecticides using these assays, pyrethroids and organophosphates, the fourth and fifth instars can be up to the fourth is 2 times more tolerant than the adults within a population. Fifth instar is up to 3 times more tolerant than the adults. But third instars are pretty similar in their response compared to the adults. First and second instars, more susceptible overall. With the OP, the methimidophos, the ratio was a little less. They were a little more tolerant compared to the first and second instars with the permethrin. With the feeding assay, it was problematic trying to do first and second instars. With the honey water solution, a lot of those would get stuck to the sides of the valve, so I didn't have data on that. But there was really no response similar to that with the contact insecticides, so it was a matter of the amount ingested by the various instars. And then, again, stink bugs were very similar in their response. Both these true bug hemipteran pest, and adults 2 to 3 times more tolerant than the fifth end, or the fifth instars were more tolerant than the adults. And with that, I'd like to thank you and believe I have time for some questions. All right, thank you. That's the last talk before the break. I believe we start back at 10:30, and we'll see y'all then.